I think I may have been 25 when I first noticed the sleep. The sleep I speak of consists of one recurrent and particularly saturated series of images. I'm looking for Henry Miller. I think he has stolen my life. It is my life he is leading, stumbling around with French people and eating roots with the natives. Those roots he eats are my roots. My family roots. He devours them with gusto, with a verve and a nerve that excludes me from the action. After searching high and low, I spy him engaged in the usual drunken debauchery and call him out. "Hey Henry," I shout. "Put down the oranges of Hieronymus Bosch, and let's fight to the death like caged animals. With your command of the native tongue, linguistic dexterity, and your prose, so generously peppered with obscenities, you should trounce me like an old lady. That's some kind of funny life you're leading. I wonder who you stole it from." In this dream, Henry responds, "Only if you can answer these simple questions, will I grant your wish and beat you to within an inch of your life. Must we be like Alec Baldwin and Billy? Is it important to eat exotic, earthy and uncooked tubers with the Sherpas at 15,000 feet? How do we determine if we lead that workable cliché? That life of quiet desperation? Is the cathode kingdom the seat of moral bankruptcy? Or is it heaven on earth? Is it important to go slot canyoneering with the boys from PBS? Are you a failure if you never discuss your latest effort with Noel on NPR?" And at last, he poses his most powerful and yet most cliché question of all. "What is the only truth movie a man can make?" I stare at Henry. I feel betrayed by my subconscious. After all, what would it say about me if I failed to answer these questions? Disregarded our agreement and went ahead and kicked Henry Miller's ass out of principle. It is usually at this point, as I stand there confused, that Henry recedes into the antiseptic fog of memory, and a chorus of heavenly angels begins to sing, "Glamorous Life." Wasn't it Sheila E., that drummer woman who danced with Prince with such reckless abandon? Aren't her words the fountainhead of all our problems? These words are the source from which all flows and to which all returns. She is indeed both the Tigris and Euphrates. Oh, to lead a glamorous life. These words hold sway over us like the narcotic pulse of the Afro-Cuban rhythm of which she is master. I fight this desire as one fights the onset of sleep. I said, I fight this desire as one fights the onset of sleep.